is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, good evening to all of you for the second time today here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee, and we are here, believe it or not, for the opening tip of the start of the Jackson Center Layman Catholic Division IV District Championship game here at the UD Arena. Earlier today, we covered the Fort Loramie Marion Local Girls D4 Region Title Contest, won by Fort Loramie in convincing fashion, 44-22. It's Layman Catholic moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Jackson Center from left to right. Opening tip has occurred. Layman Catholic with the ball to start the game. And right in front in the lane, Shane Franz gets loose. The 6'5 freshman makes a little 8-footer. He drained it. And Layman Catholic takes a quick 2-0 lead here at the outset. Here is Jackson Center. Reed Platfoot in the post, back to the basket. Works in Donovan O'Leary. Throws out of the arc to Lucas Hartle. It's Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, Xavier Lowe, Reed Platfoot, Trevor Huber. That's the opening five. Here's a baseline drive to Lucas Hartle. Shot blocked. Jackson Center gets it back. It's Platfoot in the lane. Stumbled, nearly walked, might have. Threw it on the arc to a teammate, Lucas Heitkamp. He gunned to three. Missed it badly, no good. Long rebound, Jackson Center still controls. Lucas Hartle on the arc, flips it across the top of the circle to Xavier Lowe. Layman Catholic in the lead here at the start, 2-0. Here's a shot missed again. Jackson Center tracks down the offensive board. It's Huber. Gives it up to Lowe. He knifes his way into the lane. Driving layup, yes. Xavier Lowe ties it up at 2.
That was a good defensive series down there by Layman, but they just couldn't grab the rebound.
Nope, Jackson Center with one offensive board after another. And Jackson Center eventually willed its way to 2 points. Here's Donovan O'Leary trying to drive into the lane for Layman Catholic against Reed Blackfoot. And the ball is slapped away. It's loose. It's on the deck. And here's an undercutting foul committed, I think, by O'Leary.
There was. That's his first.
Of Layman Catholic. So keep track of the fouls, especially on the big men, Donovan O'Leary for Layman and Reed Blackfoot for Jackson Center. We played 2 minutes. We're tied up at 2. C.J. Olding gets the starting nod for Layman Catholic. Here's a drive down the lane to Jackson Center's Lucas Hartle. He sprinted to the rim and scored off the window. 4-2 Tigers. D4 District Championship game, the first of three here tonight at the UD Arena. Miami Valley Christian and Troy Christian to follow. Here's a great drive to Layman Catholic. C.J. Olding counters. The sophomore guard, 5'10", split a couple Jackson Center defenders, made a crafty left-handed layup. It is all tied up at 4. O'Leary guards Platfoot on the arc. What a matchup that is. Donovan O'Leary, 6'4", and probably 220 pounds against Reed Platfoot of Jackson Center, who stands 6'6". Lucas Hartle just rifled in an elbow jumper for Jackson Center. He got a screen, spun off of it, and flipped in the shot. And Jackson Center has taken a 6-4 lead.
Hartle's been in a shooting slump, but it's nice to see him hit his first two if you're a Jackson Center fan.
4:48 to go here in the first quarter. Layman Catholic with the ball on the arc. It's Turner Lachey. Lachey and Daniel Carlisle man the guards along with C.J. Olding. Getting deep into the paint area is Lachey. He got hemmed in. Flipped up a shot short. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Look at Platfoot on the dead run down the floor. To the rack. No. Loose ball rebound. Jackson Center got it. Here's a hook shot in the lane. Lucas Heitkamp no good. Stick back. Did it go in? Yes, it did. And a foul. And oh my goodness. Platfoot hit the floor extremely hard.
He's gone down twice now hard just in that series, but he's up and moving around.
Platfoot gets the field goal for the Tigers. Scored in the act of shooting. Free throw upcoming. Jackson Center in the lead 8-4. Had a real lengthy possession, the Jackson Center to start this game. after a Layman Catholic field goal, and then in lickety-split fashion, the teams have registered 10 points between them. The free throw by Platfoot, way short, rebound O'Leary of Layman Catholic. 8-4, Jackson Center. Ball being walked over the timeline by Lachey. Left side to Shane Frantz. Into the lane, O'Leary. Backs down against the big man, Platfoot. Turnaround, Jay. Lift the rim. No good. Tough break. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Oh, look at that drive. Lucas Hurdle. Lucas Hurdle. Brilliant layup. Through traffic. Left-handed. Laid it through and a foul call.
Yeah, they are at their best when Hartle is scoring for them. And, boy, he looks tough to start. That was the second foul on Holding. They really need that kid. He's a shooter.
10-4. Jackson Center leads by six. Half the first quarter gone. At the free throw line, Lucas Hurdle, 5'10 senior. It's good. Spirited play from Lucas Hurdle and Lucas Heitkamp, especially down the stretch run of the season. And Jackson Center is playing its very best basketball of the campaign. So is Layman Catholic. Cavaliers 18-6 on the year. Jackson Center 16-9. Layman Catholic down 11-4 now by 7 with 3:40 left here in the opening period. On the arc, it's Lachey. Fakes right, goes left. Gives it up to O'Leary, 25 feet away. Ball dealt to De'Ron Pride, 6-foot junior starter. Pride on the arc. Now it's handled by Lachey. Layman Catholic thwarted right now. Not sure what to do. They go baseline right to Frantz. He pivots, reaching in foul against Jackson Center. It's common. Layman will get the ball below the backboard. 3:18 to go in the first. It's 11-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Boy, this is one of the best starts Jackson Center's had all year long, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, 11 points for them as a quarter.
Layman inbounding. It is Daniel Carlisle on the arc to O'Leary. Oh, he starts a drive. Blows right by Blackfoot to the right. Left-handed. Got it.
He is, for his size, that kid has got a quick first step.
Oh, Donovan O'Leary. Got around Flatfoot and muscled his way to the iron and pumped in two to make it 11-6. Jackson Center in the lead. Here's a long three-point shot by Jackson Center's Flatfoot. Missed it, no good. Rebound hooked in by Preston Sayre. In off the bench. Mr. Offense, six-foot sophomore Sayre got the board and kissed one in off the window. 13-6. Tigers lead by 7. Here's O'Leary. Wants to go to work on Flatfoot again. He barges down the lane. Shots on the rim came off. They spread the floor for O'Leary. He drove. Couldn't finish. Down low on the right, Lucas Heitkamp bodies. And he's hacked on the arm. That might be number 2 on Donovan O'Leary.
I think they called it on Frantz.
We're going to wait and see who does pick up the foul. O'Leary grimaced when he heard the whistle. Thought it was on him. It was not. Two free throws coming for Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Timeout called. Tigers roaring here at the start. Up 13-6. 2:26 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Very hot start to this game for Jackson Center, which leads 13-6, 2:26 to go opening period at the foul line with two free throws coming is Lucas Heitkamp. Previous foul was on Frantz of Layman Catholic. He's got two personals. O'Leary has one. Heitkamp's first free throw was short. Second shot, front rim, backboard, it's good. 8-point lead, Tigers 14-6. 2:20 left to go opening period. Dribbling to Ron Pride for Layman Catholic, too much so, and he lost the ball in the half court, and Jackson Center's got it. Here's Lucas Hartle, crossover dribble. Flat foot straight away. Oh, they go down low in the lane to Heitkamp. He doesn't shoot. Goes to flat foot on the arc. Pivots into the paint area. Outside to Lowe for three. Off the flange. Rebound down to O'Leary per Lehman Catholic. Out ahead it goes to Turner Lachey. He sprints into the lane. Wild left-handed shovel shot. No good. Rebounded by Lowe of Jackson Center. Ball didn't hit the rim on that attempt by Lachey. 14-6 Jackson Center. 1:38 to go first quarter. Baseline Lucas Hartle. Now Flatfoot. O'Leary guards him 25 feet away. Flatfoot gets a screen. Goes foul line. Ball popped in the air. Flatfoot gets it back. Off on the play to Lucas Hartle. Preston Sayre on the floor right now for Trevor Huber. Into the mid post to Flatfoot. Backs down against O'Leary. Here comes the double team. Oh, great feed to Lowe. Lowe to the rack. Missed it. But a touch foul on Lehman. And the Lehman Catholic fans don't like it. Neither does the Cavaliers bench.
He said he hit him in the head. I didn't see it. I think he just blew the layup.
Two free throws here for Xavier Lowe of Jackson Center, which leads 14-6. 1:12 to go in the first period. Foul shot is in and out. No good. Fort Loramie girls didn't shoot free throws very well today, but man, in every other phase of the game, they were superb and clobbered Marion Local 44-22.
That was one of the few 31-point runs I've ever seen in a tournament game this late in the season.
I've never seen one like that, period, any time of the year. Wow, 31 straight points by Fort Loramie, which trailed 5-1. Next thing you knew, it was 32-5. One of two free throws made by Jackson Center, which leads 15-6. Here's De'Ron Pride again. Too much dribbling. Right corner, and he coughed up the ball. Jackson Center's got it. Baseline drive, Lucas Heitkamp. On top to Lucas Hartle. Ball thrown right corner to Heitkamp. Fakes left, goes right, baseline to the rack. It's on the rim and in! Lucas Heitkamp. Oh, a dandy play. Jackson Center is driving Lehman Catholic hard right now. Cavaliers defense has been split by Jackson Center drives on numerous occasions. 17-6, Tehran Pride into the lane. One-on-one move against Lucas Hartle. Can't finish, then throws it out on top. Here's Turner Lachey, head fake. Pitches behind him to a teammate intended for front, and it goes out of bounds. Cavaliers out of sorts, to say the least, right now, down by 11.
Well, the timeout would be in order by his fan to scream, but it's only 14 seconds in the quarter. You don't call it now.
Here come the Tigers to midcourt, playing for one. Lucas Hartle's got the ball over the UD logo. Lucas fakes left, goes right, six to play. Oh, the C's open up. They park. He drives. He scores. He hits it with 2 seconds left. End of the first quarter. Oh, boy, a clinic put on the Jackson Center. Textbook basketball. Tigers 19, Cavaliers 6 after 1. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, thank goodness they were a little behind earlier today with Division III district action here at the UD Arena. Games at 10, 12, and 2. We were to start at 4 here. Didn't get going on time. Gave us an opportunity. to make the drive from Vandalia Butler down here to UD. We open up play in the second quarter. Turnaround fadeaway shot by Blackfoot, no good. Rebound Sayre, who hands to Huber. Good assist. Layup is in.
Good play by the sophomore.
Jackson Center getting layup after layup after layup. 21-6. Tigers led 19-6 after a quarter. Here's Frantz bruising his way into the lane. A running bank shot. Hits it for Layman Catholic. 21-8, Tigers in the lead early on, second quarter. Long three, Lucas Hartle, it grazed the iron, and caromed out of bounds in the corner. 7:14 on the clock, second period, 21-8. Jackson Center, biggest lead was at 21-6. Layman Catholic substituting. O'Leary's on the floor now with Turner Lachey. Shane Frantz is in there. Devin Pride is on the court along with Deron Pride. Deron, six-footer. Devin stands 6 feet as well. Outside the arc, high right is Devin Pride. Gives it to Donovan O'Leary, who sets and shoots a 28-footer out of his range. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, up the floor to Huber. Quickly into Blackfoot, spins, turns, tries to dunk it, no good. There was a flop by O'Leary. Blackfoot had a gimme, tried to do too much with it, and blew the cripple, the easy two-pointer. Frantz takes a long three for Layman Catholic. Haven't seen that in a while. The ball sticks right against the flange between the rim and the backboard. And you look at the arrow to resolve the situation.
Yep, belongs to Layman. I don't know. Blackfoot just has to lay that in. There is no place for you to try to dunk that in that situation.
Nope.
You want points.
21-8, Jackson Center by 13. Layman inbounds on the arc to Frantz. Down inside to O'Leary. He back downs Blackfoot and scores. Nice play, O'Leary. He just put his hip into Blackfoot's midsection, worked on him, spun, good drop step, two-pointer, Donovan O'Leary. Nearly 18 points a game on the year, stellar season. Here's a long, high-arching three in the air by Lucas Hartle of Jackson Center. It's no good. Layman's got the rebound. Cavaliers have scored four straight. 21-10, Jackson Center, 5:53 to go here in the second. All the way to the rim by Layman. It is Turner Lachey. He blitzed past two players and blew the left-handed layup. In backcourt for Jackson Center is Blackfoot being hounded, and he's fouled.
Boy, I tell you, Pride got away with it. It would have been a beautiful block in football. I'm not sure I got away with it down there.
If Layman missed a gimme by Lachey, that would have cut it to 9. Biggest lead, 21-6. It's now 21-10. Jackson Center on top with 5:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Down the right side to Huber. Huber on the arc straight away to Blackfoot. Blackfoot far left wing to Lucas Hartle. Oh, Lucas Heitkamp posts up and scores! Twisting shot by Heitkamp, falling to the hardwood.
Boy, he's having a terrific half.
Dynamite play by Lucas. He has really become aggressive over the last one-third of the year. 23-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's a spin move outside the lane of the left by Deron Pride. He's fouled as he falls to the floor while shooting.
That always bothers me when a kid reaches down to help you up when he bumps you to the floor and he just slaps his hand away. That's classless.
Deron Pride shoots two for Layman, which is down to 13. He makes the foul shot. It hit the front rim twice, hit the left side of the iron twice, got to the back rim, and then kerplunk, it fell in. Jackson Center got off to a rip-roaring start in this game as Pride cans both free throws for Layman. 23-12. Jackson Center leads it by 11. Biggest lead was 15. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Lucas Heitkamp to Reed Blackfoot. Outside the arc on the right, it is Hartle. Lucas Hartle feeds inside to Blackfoot. Blackfoot's available, falls away, misses it short. Boy, he slid way back on the shot, couldn't connect. Lehman got the board quickly. 4 point left. Thrusts. Bullseye. Three-pointer. Here comes Jackson Center into the half court. The lead chopped to 8. 23-15. Line drive trifecta of fronts. He buried it. 4:26 to go. Second quarter of this game. Baseline drive, Lucas Hurdle. Fall away from 16 feet. It caught the iron. Rebound punched out by Lehman. Below the backboard, it'll be thrown in to Jackson Center, which gets a timeout. 4:19 to go, second period. Tigers up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Lehman Chuck starting to settle in, having scored 9 of the last 11 in this game.
Yeah, they caught their wind. They're not used to being down here, and they're playing really well at this point.
Still 23-15, Jackson Center ahead by 8 after a terrific start to this game. Tigers inbound below the rim, pitched out back to Huber. Huber to Lucas Heitkamp. Preston Sayre on the floor for the Tigers. Flatfoot in the middle. Right corner of the court, it's Lucas Hurdle. Flatfoot straight away doesn't shoot. O'Leary, Flatfoot, what a great duel there. Oh, a nice drive. Lucas Hurdle suspended himself, changed direction of midair, and kissed it in off the glass. Woo, what a performance by Lucas Hurdle.
Great start to the game, and you're right, boy. Flatfoot and O'Leary are banging on each other.
Here's a long three by Lehman. It's pitched up there from distance, from way downtown to Ron Pride. Oh, he barely caught the front of the ring. Long board to Jackson Center, which leads 25-15 with 3:26 to go here in the first half. Boy, that was a quick settle, Chuck, on a three ball.
Yeah, his brother hit a huge one again, a couple against Botkins, but I'm not sure that was a spot for him to shoot it.
Uh-oh, Preston Sayre, he takes one from distance, 26-footer behind the screen, hit rim twice, came out, long board, right corner, Lucas Hurdle shoots it, it hit the rim, oh, what a great board by Preston Sayre, and on his back is Donovan O'Leary with foul number 2 on him.
That was a heck of a rebound by Sayre under a lot of pressure.
Yep, Preston Sayre for Jackson Center went high and got his fingers and palms around the basketball. O'Leary was grappling forward as well. Sayre went to the floor. O'Leary picked up foul number 2. 3:02 left to go, second quarter. 25-15 Tigers. Below the rim, it is inbounded on the arc to Lucas Hurdle in the lane to Flatfoot. Flatfoot twists and turns against Franz, and he picks up number 2. How about that? In the act of shooting, Flatfoot's got a pair. Unofficially, the two big men on the inside for Lehman Catholic. 6'5" Shane Franz and 6'4" Donovan O'Leary have 2 fouls each. His flat foot is strong on the free throw. No good. Free throw shooting, Chuck, becoming a lost art at the high school level.
Well, I think it is. And again, this is a weird background. You're not used to this, but that's just an excuse. Same length, same height of the basket.
Yeah, Reed Flatfoot sinks 1 of 2. He goes 50-50 at the stripe. 11-point game. 26-15, Jackson Center. Lehman attacks outside the arc on the left. It's Turner Lachey. Straight away to Daniel Carlisle. Now Deron Pride, 30 feet out to O'Leary. To Lachey, foul line. Steps back. Thought about the long jumper. Didn't take it. 2:33 left, second quarter. 26-15, Jackson Center leads. Fort Laramie girls blistered Marion Local earlier today, 44-22. Convoy Crestview won by 24 over Columbus Grove. So Crestview and the Skins play at 1 o'clock next Thursday in a state semifinal.
That should be quite a matchup.
Lehman Catholic just hoisted up a long three. It hit the backboard, rim ricocheted off in Jackson Center, tracked down the rebound. Lehman Catholic has taken some odd shots in this game so far. Flatfoot gets the dump down from a teammate on the arc, thrown to him by Cooper Hartle. Flatfoot glanced one off the backboard. It would not go in. Rebounding foul against Jackson Center.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to give O'Leary credit. Even when Flatfoot makes some kind of a move, he's so thinking about him so much, he's not shooting the ball well at all right around the basket.
This O'Leary is a strong young man.
Yeah, he is.
Very thick. And he's probably an inch and a half shorter than Flatfoot. But, boy, he's got some bulk. Oh, here's a great play. O'Leary gave the ball up to a teammate in the right corner. Got it back. A nasty drive down the right lane line. Banked one in on the run. Beautiful play by Lehman. Foul in the act of shooting. Defensive blocking foul against the Tigers. Count the goal. 26-17. Lehman, which once trailed in this game of 15, is now down 9. A minute 43 to go in the second. Okay, Lehman has looked very sharp in some possessions, and they've taken some quick, errant, long ones in some others.
That's kind of how their season went.
Free throw, O'Leary, too hard. Rebound, Flatfoot, outlet to Lucas Heitkamp. One on three, pulls up, elbow jumper, short. No good. Rebound, O'Leary. Here comes Lehman, down 9. Heitkamp didn't have the advantage, no one under. Good look, though.
Well, 1-on-4 is never a great shot.
He was available, but laid it up there shy of the mark, and now Lehman has a chance to cut it to 6 or 7 with a minute 16 to go, second quarter. Here's Lachey on the arc. Hands off to Duran Pride. Right wing, Daniel Carlisle. C.J. Olding back on the floor, 5'10 guard. Here is Lachey down the left lane line. Beat his man, who came over late, fouled him, personal, Jackson Center. Lachey released the ball and earns 2 free ones. With Jackson Center up 9, 61 seconds to go, second quarter. Turner, Lachey, 2 foul shots for Lehman, which can trim this deficit down to 7, and Lachey missed it. Foul shooting a little spotty both this afternoon, here this evening. Keep in mind, 8 o'clock tip tonight, Rushi, Cincinnati College Prep, will be on the air at 7:20, and Lachey could not connect on either free throw.
That one was, he missed it to the right, hit the side, right side of the rim. He's a good shooter. There's no excuse for that.
Nope. 48 seconds to go. Second quarter. Reed Flatfoot on the arc for the Tigers. Gives it up to Heitkamp. Jackson Center may whittle this clock all the way down and go 4-1. Let's see who gets the green light for the Tigers, wearing the home white, orange numbers. Black trim down the sides of the shorts. Lehman Catholic in their standard sharp blue, gold lettering, white trim. 21 seconds to go, second quarter. 9-point lead, Jackson Center, 26-17. Flatfoot deals to Lucas Hartle. He's at the UD logo at midcourt with 11 to play. Hartle starts a drive down the left lane line. Blocked from behind. Long rebound, Tigers. Sayre on a three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebounding foul, Jackson Center. And on the Tigers, that's foul number 5. I think Lehman may shoot at the other end with 4.3 to go in the second quarter.
That was a very bad possession for the end of a quarter.
And I don't think that's a player-controlled foul. I think
it's 2 shots.
Finally, the officials get the word from the scorer's table and from the Lehman bench that, hey, it's 5 on the Tigers. Let's shoot.
There's no official that's looking up on the scoreboard to see what it is. They got to be told by the scorer's table.
4.3 to go, period number 2. Jackson Center up 9, 26-17. Lehman now with a chance to cut into this deficit and make it a 7-point game at intermission. Keep in mind, it was 15 at one juncture in that second quarter. In the first half minute of this period, it was 21-6. Two free throws, Daniel Carlisle for Lehman, and he drills it. 26-18, Jackson Center by 8. Nice 12-5 run by Lehman to close out the first half. Second shot coming here for Daniel Carlisle, 5'10 junior, coach's son. Two quick pounds on the floor, spins it up and in. 26-19, Jackson Center with 4 to go. Huber to midcourt. Huber tries a 38-footer wide left. Third, second quarter's over. Lehman Catholic finished strong. Jackson Center opened the game superbly. Nice rally by Lehman to get within 7 at the intermission break. Jackson Center 26, Lehman Catholic 19 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Boys Division 4 District Championship. Jackson Center in the lead over Lehman Catholic, 26-19. Jackson Center excelled throughout the first quarter. Second quarter belonged to Lehman. 7-point contest after Jackson Center pushed out to a 15-point bulge at one point. Our halftime being brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, and by Schnipple Construction in Butkins. Chuck?
Well, taking a look at this, and I've got to look at it to know, make sure I know what I'm talking about. Jackson had a 20-10 rebounding advantage and 10-0 advantage on the offensive rebounding. Lehman turned it 5 times in the first half. It says here that Jackson Center didn't turn it. I don't know if I believe that. Score ended up shooting 7-16 for Lehman. For 43%, they were 1 of 5 behind the arc and 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Jackson Center, 11 of 30, 36%. They were 0 of 9 shooting threes and 4 of 8, 50% from the free throw line. They have a 22-12 scoring advantage in the paint and 8-0 off turnovers. So if Lehman can quit turning the ball over and put a body on them, this could be a different second half here.
Both clubs, Chuck, in the half court have been very good offensively. And when they've spread the floor a little bit and driven right to the rack, each team has done a nice job of just that.
Yeah, they're picking up some fouls that way, and you're right. I mean, that's what you do. You get in there, they either get you, you either get to the rim or you find somebody to shoot the ball out to for the shot. Yeah, I didn't do the individual scoring. Lucas Hartle has 11 for Jackson on the other side. Franz has 7, and O'Leary has 6.
And that's our halftime report from here at the UD Arena. Jackson Center, Lehman Catholic. Boys Division IV district title game, 26-19. Jackson Center in the lead. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and by J&J Brodigham on scorersbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction and Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction and Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Scores is your radio on your phone for high school sports. 26-19 Jackson Center over Lehman. In a moment, we start the third quarter of this game. Real good first half for Lucas Hartle of Jackson Center. Although 0 for 4 from the three-point line, he is 5 for 8 on two-point shots. He's made the wise bridge plays of that first half. Good performance by Lucas Hartle of the Tigers. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, a big key in this game so far. Second chance points. Jackson Center's earned 11 of them, and the Tigers have also tallied 8 off Lehman turnovers. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Reed Blackfoot steps below the foul line, lifts up that right leg, fades away, short, no good. He shoots it awkwardly. Well, if he goes straight up, Chuck, he might be better off.
He's doing a lot of that fadeaway stuff, but O'Leary's doing a great job on him.
Sure is. Lehman got the rebound. C.J. Olding blitzed his way down the floor, drove to the baseline left of the rim. Ball was clubbed out of bounds by Jackson Center. 7:25 left in the third, 26-19. Jackson Center leads. Here's a shot fake on the arc by Donovan O'Leary, and then he sprints down the left side of the lane all the way to the rack. Good defense at the rim on the play by Platfoot, who hindered him. Shot didn't go. Jackson Center got the rebound. Outside the arc on the left, it's Xavier Lowe. Boy, these first few minutes, third quarter, are big. Twisting, turning in the lane for Jackson Center. Fading, missing on the play. It's Cooper Hartle, rebound down on the play to Lehman Catholic. Jackson Center's first two shots off balance to start the second half of this game. Lehman down 7 with possession. C.J. Olding, far left wing, gives it up to O'Leary. O'Leary's doubled. They spread the floor. He works on Flatfoot, then gives it up on the arc to France. He goes to work on Huber. Baseline left. Huber hacked him on the arm. And France will get a pair at the stripe for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who can shave this Tigers lead down to 5 with 2 free throws right here. 26-19, Jackson Center up 7. Tigers led a half minute into the second quarter, 21-6. Since then, a 13-5 stretch for Lehman. Free throw by France is off to the right. Foul shooting is not very good here this evening at the UD Arena. Second shot by France. Three dribbles, spins the ball in his palms, and missed that one off the heel. No good. Rebound down to Huber at Jackson Center. That's twice Lehman's gone to the stripe, missed a pair each time.
Yep, they're spending a little too much time complaining to the officials, and just go ahead and play. It's going to be called the way it's being called.
Here's Blackfoot, top of the circle. O'Leary tries to steal, can't. Blackfoot rolls the ball to Lucas Hartle. Now to Blackfoot, 25 feet out. Fakes right, goes left on O'Leary. Outside the lane on the left, gives it up to Huber in the corner. Right back to Blackfoot, down inside, near the rim, scores. flat foot pushed O'Leary below the net. Made an easy two. 28-19, Jackson Center. 5:44 to go, third quarter. That was the first points of this second half. Holding on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Turner Lachey. Now O'Leary, 30 feet out. Back to Lachey. Lachey spots up, shoots the three straight away. Swish! He was left open. Lachey available.
He's a great outside shooter. If you let him set his feet like that, he's going to burn you.
Jackson Center went below the screen, and Lachey was available. He knocked it down. 28-22. Lehman Catholic creeps within six. High left, it's flat foot, gets a screen from Huber. Baseline left. Oh, he spins against Holding. O'Leary came over to help. That's a walk.
Boy, Jackson out of sorts after that great start to the game. They're not looking good at all offensively.
Jackson Center, 28. Lehman Catholic, 22. Jackson Center scored 7 points now in the last 9.5 minutes. Oh, here's a duck under by Lachey. Might have gotten away with a walk. Sparkling play by Lachey. No violation deemed by the referee. He went up and under Blackfoot outside the lane on the right and banked it in to make it a 28-24 game. Athletic maneuver by Lachey of Lehman. Straight on, top of the circle. Lucas Heitkamp gives it up to Huber, right corner. On top, Blackfoot tries to go to the post to Lucas Heitkamp. He's sandwiched and fouled. It's common. Ball out, Tigers below the hoop. 4:26 to go, third quarter. 28-24. Jackson Center scored 7 points since the first half minute, second quarter of this game. Lehman, since that point in time, scored 18. 18-7 run by the Cavaliers. Jackson Center needs a hoop. Preston's chair will inbounds. Baseline right of the rim. Open player, wide open, Heitkamp caught it, baseline left. Lucas missed it with the left hand, got the rebound back, and boy, he was smacked hard by a Lehman player. And I tell you what, Chuck, there were three or four sets of eyes that glared at each other for an instant.
Oh, I'll tell you what, yeah, let's say that Huber and Pride, Deron Pride, need to kind of calm down a little bit.
Yep, Lucas Heitkamp shoots the free throw up and in. 29-24, 5-point lead, Jackson Center. That's a big point there by the Tigers. Second shot, Lucas.
Hard.
Oh, it's too long. And the rebound way out to Blackfoot, who went up to Spirit. Great catch by him. Ball stripped away on the deck. Tigers gain control and get a timeout. 4:16 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center 29, Lehman 24 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Yep, so many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to Francis Schulze in Rushi. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Up after the timeout, a foul called, top of the circle.
O'Leary ran right through low, setting the screen, and picked up his third foul.
That's three on Donovan O'Leary. A lot of perspiration on the floor. Out come the towels. And Shane Frantz is getting ready to check in for O'Leary. Near the halfway mark, third quarter of this game. 29-24, Jackson Center up five. Tigers once led 21-6. Second quarter of this contest. Lehman Catholics battle back. Deep in the right corner, Lucas Heitkamp on the arc to Sayre. Sayre with a fadeaway three. Oh, it's short. Air ball. Didn't hit the rim. Out of bounds to Lehman, which is within five and can cut it to two or three right here.
Different stage right now. These kids need to figure out what they need to do.
Midcourt, Lachey for the Cavaliers. Outside the arc on the left to Holding. Turner on the bounce. Very good driver. Can spot up and shoot the three as well. Here's Frantz. Baseline right, Holding. Around one man to the rim. Good! C.J. Holding. A beautiful drive. Here comes Lehman within three. 29-26. 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. And Trevor Huber is tripped on the play by Holding. Wasn't much of one, but there was contact.
kind of stuck a leg out, but from everything else that hadn't been called, I think that was a little ticky-tack. I think possibly the fans behind us agree.
Xavier Lowe will inbound for the Tigers. Reed Platfoot, Chuck's got to get going. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, O'Leary has done a great job on him defensively.
Platfoot, a 1 of 7 first half shooting. Here's Sayre on the arc for the Tigers, whose lead has been cut to three. Elbow jumper, foul line left, missed on the play, but Lucas Hartle, rebound Jackson Center, shot by Platfoot, no good, rebound again Platfoot, oh my goodness, in out, no, rebound Lehman, foul Jackson Center.
Man, those were two of those shots were three quarters of the way down. It's going to be one of those nights. They're going to have to figure it out now because Lehman's on the roll.
Cavaliers have got confidence. Three-point game. Jackson Center, 29. Lehman Catholic, 26. 3:12 remaining in the third. Far left wing, it's Deron Pride. Down low on the left to Frantz. Frantz with a head fake. He drew a foul. Couldn't get it to go, but he's got two. Well done play by Lehman. Tell you what, the Cavaliers are coming down the floor, and they are executing scripted plays right now.
Yeah, and that time they got a mismatch with Hartle on the 6'5 Frantz, and Frantz took advantage of it.
Two free throws, Shane Frantz. It's good. 29-27. Lehman can cut it to one. 3:05 left, third quarter. Second shot here for Frantz. 6'5" freshman. Ames fires it, lift the rim. Rebound Lucas Heitkamp. Jackson Center up two. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Out back, it's Lucas Hartle. Where's number three on the back? Fakes left, goes right. Drives down the right lane line. Shots on the rim. Whistle blew. It danced off the iron. Foul called. Two free throws coming. Tell you what, Chuck, these two clubs with the propensity to foul.
Yeah.
If we have a foul-filled fourth quarter free throws, they decide this thing.
Well, they could be. And secondly, I think Lehman's bench is longer than Jackson Center's.
Free throw, Lucas Hartle, no good. It hit the front rim, went to the backboard, crawled to the front rim, and landed on the hardwood. Jackson Center 29, Lehman Catholic 27, 2:54 to go, third quarter of this game, second free throw, Lucas Hartle dips the knees, swish, he's got it, 3-point bulge, Tigers. Lehman Catholic up and over the timeline, it's Turner Lachey, gets a screen, top of the circle, gives it up to Daniel Carlisle, he tries a three, stepping back, left it way short. Rebound saved by Huber of Jackson Center. Nice job by him. He threw it in off a Cavalier player, and the Tigers gained possession. Chuck, you're so right. The shooting background here is so much different than the typical, much smaller high school gym.
Oh, yeah.
Depth of open space.
Well, the depth perception is the problem, and I think that's what Preston Sayre's problem has been tonight.
Here's the throw to Platfoot in the lane. Hand off to Huber. Huber driving, scoring with the left hand. Oh, nicely dealt by Platfoot. Huber cut to the rim. He made a dart to the basket, laid off to him, but flat foot, field goal, Huber, 32-27. Jackson Center by five. Lachey gets a screen for a three, tries it, 25-footer in the air, hits the front rim twice, hangs, and comes off. Huber snares the rebound for Jackson Center, which is up five. 2:03 to go here in the third quarter. Dribble drive, foul line extended left. Here's a jumper. Lucas Hartle online, hard, long rebound, Tigers. Catching it was Lucas Heitkamp. Goes outside the lane on the right to Flatfoot. O'Leary reaches in. Good, strong power play by O'Leary. And he wrapped his arms around the leather and earned a jump. Well done.
He might have touched a little arm, but Flatfoot has nothing to argue about. That was a great defensive play.
32-27. Jackson Center in the lead of five. Lehman had cut it to two at 29-27. Tigers have scored the last three. 90 seconds to go now, third quarter of this game. Here's De'Ron Pride. 25 feet away, goes to Lachey, picked up by Lucas Heitkamp. Lachey to O'Leary on the arc. O'Leary gives it up. Then he goes down in the paint area against Flatfoot, trying to post up, gets the ball beneath the foul line. Lachey doing a little dancing top of the circle. 1:04 to go, third quarter. Lachey gives to O'Leary, head of the key. He barges down the right side of the lane, hits a cutter in the paint area. Ball shaken loose by Jackson Center, gotten back by Carlisle. Broken floor. Now it's pitched on the play to Lachey. Lachey dribbles and resets the attack with 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Jackson Center clinging to a five-point lead, 32-27. Far left wing, it is De'Ron Pride. De'Ron behind the arc, no toe on the line. Buried it. It's ruled a three. It was a two. The officials looked at each other and got it straight. Definitely a two. 32-29. Nice basket by Pride. De'Ron Pride swished it. He had a foot on the strike. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center up three. 32-29. Lehman was down by 15 points early in the second. Here's Heitkamp dribbling hard, top of the circle. A hand is on his hip. Foul committed by Devin Pride. 6 seconds to go, and that was a foul that took Lehman over the limit. Jackson Center shoots right here at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, you can usually put one hand on if you're not extending. You get that second hand on, they're going to call it.
Well, these are two big free throws for Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center, which leads by three, 32-29, right at the end of the third quarter. How many points for Reed Flatfoot, Chuck? He's one bucket here in the third. Yeah, two field goals in this game. A made free throw. Free throw by Lucas Heitkamp. Yes, he's got it. And the lead for Jackson Center is four. Reed Flatfoot only two baskets. Jackson Center ahead by five as Lucas Heitkamp pours in the second shot. Here comes Lehman to midcourt. It's Lachey over the timeline. Lets it go. Long 40-footer. Hit the ring and caromed away. Three quarters are history. Jackson Center up five, 34-29 over Lehman. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Well, the Tigers own the basketball. We start the fourth quarter. Jackson Center leads by 5, 34-29. And we reset the foul total. Zip, zip on the arc. It's Lucas Harville. He's got a lane. He drives right through the avenue to the cup and scores.
He got into O'Leary, and O'Leary's got to be careful. He doesn't want that fourth.
Yep, that's a good point. Here is O'Leary back to the basket in the lane for Lehman Catholic. Pivots on flat, but doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Deron Pride. Now O'Leary comes out to catch. Jackson Center has inched out on top. Now by 7, 36-29. 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Shane Frantz. Now Lachey gives it up. Deep right corner, Devin Pride. Devin Pride carves out space in the lane. Oh, he travels right around Hartle and scores.
Good move right there. That's something we really haven't seen much of him in the games we've watched.
Excellent move. He beat Lucas Hartle. Nice basket to Pride, 41-36.
He's so athletic. You think he could do that more.
Tigers lead is 5. Lucas Heitkamp in the lane. Down low on the right. Shovels across the lane to Platfoot, who gets 2. Big basket. Nice assist on the interior. 38-31. Jackson Center up 7. Here is Deron Pride. Feeds into the left corner to Frantz. Back to Pride on top of Leary. Coming around a screen, Lachey thought about chucking up the 3, didn't. Goes to O'Leary, mid-post. He spins and maneuvers against Lucas Heitkamp, who's backpedaling and commits the defensive foul in the act of shooting.
Yeah, Lehman held their breath on that one. That was the correct call. That was a block.
6:19 to go in the game, 38-31. Jackson Center on top. Couple free throws here for O'Leary of Lehman Catholic. Hey, don't forget, 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, can't beat them. Made in America, lifetime warranty, 15% off as well. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy. Donovan O'Leary cashes in at the line. O'Leary cans a couple of charity throws to make it 38-33. Jackson Center by 5. 6:05 to go here in the game. Ball fed to Platfoot in the lane. Back to the basket. Spins. Banks it. Hits it. 45 degrees off the baseline. Nice maneuver. O'Leary could not afford to be too aggressive.
And that was the first time that Platfoot's actually got his shoulder squared to shoot the ball.
Here's Donovan O'Leary straight away. He settles for a long line drive 3. It's no good. Rebound of a Jackson Center, which is up 7. Look at Cooper Harville go to work down the lane to the rack. No. Tip in. Yes. Platfoot. 42-33. Tigers up 9 now. 5:28 to go, fourth quarter. Head coach Pat Carlisle of Lehman gets a timeout with Jackson Center leading by 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, Barker Insurance. celebrates over 50 years in business. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker's been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. And back to action, Deron Pride for Layman Catholic. Guilty of an offensive foul. That's a big one. Jackson Center gets the ball back. Empty possession Cavaliers, who are down 9 with just over 5 to go.
Well, they came out and they wanted to run that play, and I liked it because he had the strength. He just needed to keep his head up. He dropped his shoulder and went right through him.
Yep, Jackson Center brings it down. No pressure from Layman. It is Lucas Hartle to midcourt. He goes down the right side to Lucas Heitkamp, who peers in for Platfoot, who's really come alive now. Intercepted pass by Frantz of Layman Catholic. Foul backcourt holding Jackson Center. Team fouls, 1 on the Tigers, 2 on the Cavaliers here in the fourth, with Jackson Center leading by 9, 42-33.
That's what happens when you hold the ball, you hold it above your head, and then you throw it right where you're looking. That makes it easy to play defense.
Layman cut it once to 2 points, 29-27. Here's Lachey, herky-jerky move down the right side of the lane, crammed out of bounds by Lucas Heitkamp. Good defensive effort by him. Baseline right of the rim. Lachey will pitch it in for Layman. Lobbing to Frantz at the elbow on the right. Goes to work on Huber in the paint. Little fadeaway by Frantz. It hit the heel. Kicked away. Rebound down to Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center. Here's a great fast break. Fed it to Lowe. Lowe to the rim. And we've got a block by Layman against the backboard. Ball came away. Foul called to the left of the timeline. And it goes against Jackson Center. It'll be Layman possession.
That was a great block. He pinned that against the backboard, O'Leary. What an athletic play that was.
And it looked like O'Leary clearly got ball before it got to the window. It didn't hit glass, and O'Leary then slammed it off the board. Layman survived that possession, or Jackson Center would have gone up 11. Here's Lachey at the foul line. On the arc to front, squeezes into the lane. The official noticed what we did. He took steps. 42-33, Jackson Center up 9, 4:26 left here in the fourth period. Tigers over the timeline. It's Lucas Hartle. Hartle on a weave to Platfoot out back. O'Leary on him. Platfoot is fouled. Reach in committed by Deron Pride.
13.
Team fouls mount against Layman. That's 3 in this quarter. Jackson Center will inbound far side of the floor. It goes to midcourt on the play. To Lucas Hartle. Hartle fakes right, goes left. Out of Heitkamp, 30 feet out. Hartle left corner. He's got an avenue, a drive. He reverses on the other side of the rim. Short, no good. Shot altered by O'Leary. Fast break, Layman holding down the floor. Right corner. Threw it to Frantz. Ball's loose to the deck. And bodies go down. I think Frantz leaned in.
Yeah, he tried to go get the ball, and he did, and doing it, he went right through Platfoot.
Yep, sure did. That Layman got in a hurry, too much so. And Layman gets one more timeout. 3:56 left in the game. Jackson Center still up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, Jackson Center saw its 15-point lead early in the second quarter shrivel to two at 29-27. Tigers have pushed it back out to nine. 42-33, Jackson Center. Just under 4 minutes to play in this game, and now Lehman shows some three-quarter court pressure. Lucas Hartle backcourt to Huber. Huber stymied. Bounce pass up the left side to Lowe. He's into the attack zone. Lowe dribbles out back. Hands off to Lucas Heitkamp. And the Tigers set up the offense. 3:36 remaining. 42-33 Jackson Center. Here's Lucas Heitkamp to Blackfoot below the foul line. Tries to square up on O'Leary. Ball is struck free on the play by Lehman. Rolls out to the top of the circle. Lucas Hartle gets it. Down the lane to Heitkamp. In the corner to Huber. And Jackson Center is trying to ice some time off the clock. Here comes the double team. Overplay by Franz. Huber's got it. He's near the UD logo. Near side to Lucas Hartle. Sprints down the lane. Off balance. Jump shot. It's good. What a play by Lucas Hartle. 44-33. Jackson Center up 11. Took a minute off the clock. Hartle scored. And Lehman now, Chuck, is in serious trouble. The officials confer down at the other end of the floor.
I'm not sure. There was an inadvertent. They ran into each other there at the foul line. I hope he's not trying to call some kind of a foul on either one of the kids.
I would let it go. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway in Fort Loramie. Stylists Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we'll get it done for you. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling Cutaway, Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Well, they did call a foul after the Lucas Hartle made shot, correct?
When they were running back, they said that he grabbed him and pulled him down. I thought it was a no call there. They just kind of banged into each other.
And the personal foul in Lehman, it's fifth of the period, and Hartle shoots two free throws. He makes the first and makes the second.
Four-point play.
Woo! What a game by Lucas Hartle of Jackson Center, which leads by 13 points, 46-33, with 2:58 to go in this game. Here's a weave out back, Holding. Holding lost it momentarily, got it back, fed it to O'Leary. Shot fake, drives on flat foot. Dump off right corner to Lehman's Franz, who uncorks a three. It skids off the rim. The rebound tapped out by Jackson. Lehman Catholic will throw in with 2:45 to go, trailing by 13 points. Jackson Center weathered the charge by Lehman in the middle of the game. Ball thrown by Lehman, deep left corner. Oh, is that a moving screen by Franz?
Yeah, he drilled him.
And Lehman is down by 13. Franz has fouled out. 2:42 left to go here in this fourth quarter. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center on West Michigan. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the fall tent sale. Inventory fantastic at Goffney Furniture and Mattress. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. West Michigan in Sydney. Here is Jackson Center in backcourt. Pitch and catch over the timeline. 2.5 to go. Tigers up 13. Ball fed to Lowe in the left corner. On top to Huber. Huber circles, high right. It goes on the play to Lucas Heitkamp, and he is twisted around by Turner Lachey, who grabbed him waist high, made sure the official saw it. Heitkamp with two coming. Lehman over the limit. 2 minutes, 24 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. 46-33 in favor of Jackson Center. Foul shot by Lucas Heitkamp, up and in. Tigers starting to improve at the stripe as this game has worn on.
I think they've relaxed a little bit in all phases. I mean, they had a great start to the game and weathered a nice run by Lehman to get back into this thing, but now they're pulling away here at the end.
That free throw short. Rebound Lehman down the floor. Lachey on top to O'Leary. Drives on Platfoot. O'Leary to the rim. No good. Platfoot got him on the wrist. Good call by the referee. Jackson Center almost got away with that one, but no dice. O'Leary shoots two. 2:14 left. Fourth quarter. Jackson Center up 14. Keep in mind, we'll be on the air about 35 or 40 minutes before the tip-off of the Rushi Cincinnati College prep game. Time now on the wall, 5:22 p.m. So we got one more game to play.
And they still got to cut down nets and all that fun stuff, too. So they're going to be behind a little bit.
Two full hours between games, or I should say from the end of this game until the start of the Rushi contest, two full hours. So we may not be on the air until close to 7 o'clock. Who knows? Timeout called. Jackson Center up 13. 2:14 to go, fourth quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
So at this point, we anticipate a tip-off of Rushi Cincinnati College prep somewhere around 7:30 or so. We could be on the air at 6:50, 6:55 with our pregame before the Rushi Cincinnati College Prep District Championship, which is the sixth of six games here today at UD. The first three were D3 district championships. This game here, Lehman Catholic, Jackson Center, the first of a trio of district or Division IV district title games. Miami Valley Christian, Troy Christian to follow this one. We will not be on the air broadcasting that one. We will, though, the day's finale between Rushi and Cincinnati College Prep. Foul committed to Lehman. Platfoot sinks the free throw.
I miss the days when it was Friday night. They played four Division IV games down here, and the last one might not be over till 1 in the morning. That was high school basketball at its best.
Platfoot, second free throw, front rim, dancing, and it slides off to the left, no good. Rebound Lehman, 48-34, Jackson Center. Top of the circle, Lachey, hand off to O'Leary. O'Leary steps back, shoots the three. It glanced off the iron, hit the hardwood, scooped up by Heitkamp of Jackson Center. 1:48 to go. Huber, 90 feet from the basket, way down to her right, almost out of bounds, is decked by Lehman Catholic. And Trevor Huber for the Tigers will shoot two more. This chuck is going to wind up as a 14-16 point blowout. It wasn't that. Lehman got within two at 29-27. Since then, though, a nice run to Jackson Center. In fact, a 19-7 stretch in favor of the Tigers.
And they've had two really nice runs at the beginning of the game.
Yep.
And during the third into the fourth quarter.
Yep. 21-6 at the start. And 19-7 here lately. Free throw by Huber is no good. Hard. Rebound down to Lehman. O'Leary up the floor, has a gap, takes it to the rim, and rolls around and goes in. 48-36, Jackson Center by 12, 90 seconds to go in the game. Lucas Hartle up the right side, gives it to Heitkamp in the right corner. Goes opposite to Lowe. Lowe into the post to Platfoot. Far right corner, Lucas Heitkamp. Baseline drive, pulls up below the iron. Left it short, no good. Tug of war for the rebound. Shot up there by Heitkamp, blocked by O'Leary. Out of there with it, Holding. Holding to Lachey. Behind into Carlisle. Off to Lachey with a minute to go in the game. Lachey dribbles. Jackson Center gets a piece of it and knocks it out on the far side of the floor into the Lehman bench.
No, either Lachey or Carlisle needed to pull the string on that three because there's a minute to go and they're down 12. Yep. There's not time to get a better shot.
I'd agree. Each had one, didn't take it. Lachey midcourt popping out to catch Devin Pride. Left side Holding. Straight away, Daniel Carlisle throws to the post, and Xavier Lowe picked it off for Jackson Center. 50 seconds left. Quickly down the floor, Lucas Heitkamp, baseline left. He's doubled, goes below the rim, feeds to Lowe, top of the circle, Lucas Hartle, and the Tigers put it into the deep freeze. 39.7 left, and we've got an out-of-bounds situation, and substitutions supreme for both sides. A new unit on the floor for Lehman, which is down by 12, 48, 36, 39 ticks to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's probably good because Carlisle and Hartle just had a couple of little shoving matches, and the referee stepped in the middle of it.
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers will advance on to a regional. Next Tuesday at Trent, we'll play in the 8 o'clock game against the winner of tonight's second contest between Troy Christian and Miami Valley Christian. So Jackson Center is in the regional, the Sweet 16, Division 4. Turnover far side of the floor. Lehman Catholic gets it. Half minute remaining in the game. 48-36, Jackson Center. Lehman up and over the timeline. Evan O'Leary, 5'10 sophomore on the floor, throws to Seth Kennedy in the post. Kennedy spins, shoots, and banks it in. He wandered out beyond the arc. Did Seth Kennedy, fine football player, good lineman, steal by Lehman, stolen on the play by Evan O'Leary. He gets the layup, stole it. Nice step by him. Three-pointer by Seth Kennedy. Steal, basket, O'Leary. Lehman gets five quick ones. And it's now 7-48-41. And head coach Dan Carlisle, or I should say Pat Carlisle, has Seth Kennedy salute the Lehman crowd.
Kennedy got a curtain call.
8 seconds to go. Inbound at Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers to midcourt. 3 seconds remaining. Ball thrown into the corner. There's the horn. That does it. Lehman gets the last 5 points in the final 15 seconds. Jackson Center prevails by 7, 48-41. On to the Sweet 16, the regional for Jackson Center. The Tigers will play the Troy Christian, Miami Valley Christian winner. That's game two here tonight. Jackson Center comes back next Tuesday at 8 at Trent Arena in Kettering. We'll wrap it up in just a few minutes. Tigers win the 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market.
market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Pat Chuck, in keeping with the tradition of winning districts, Scott Elkert won a bunch of them in his, 29 total years at Jackson Center, over two stints. The first few as a JV coach, and then well in excess of 20 as the head man. Scott Elkert racked up a number of district titles, got to the regional plenty of times. And guess what? His disciple, Aaron Kloffenstein, who played for head coach Scott Elkert, earns a district here tonight, beating Lehman Catholic 48-41.
Well, Scott Elkert's out there, and he's going to be passing out the trophies. And then he's got a bigger smile on his face than Aaron does.
Oh, he sure does. Aaron Kloffenstein has had this club on the upward climb over the last 6 weeks or so, Chuck. This team has progressed. Jackson Center Tigers have improved along the way. And this unit has really developed. Jackson Center receiving its district championship hardware at the moment. Lehman Catholic players have already received theirs. Final tally, 48-41, as Jackson Center defeats Lehman Catholic here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Tigers shot 18 of 50 from the floor, missed every three-point try, didn't shoot as well as Lehman, but second-chance points, turnover category, the Tigers were better. Rebounding should be interesting. Big decided advantage in favor of Jackson Center there.
Yeah, 36-22.
Chuck, take a look at the numbers specifically.
Yeah, and offensive rebounding 17-2. I mean, that's your ball game right there. Lehman did a nice job scrapping back into this game, got themselves within two.
Yeah.
Just couldn't get it over the hump. I think they were a little deeper tonight in the bench than Jackson was, but it was a good, great season for the Cavaliers. They got down here. They got a chance to play. They beat a really good Bodkin team in the sectional final. But taking a look at it for my Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Donovan O'Leary, who had 11 points and 9 rebounds tonight. And I'm going to go with Lucas Hartle, who had 18 points and 3 assists.
Well, that may have been Lucas's best game of the entire season.
It's his best in the second half of the season, I promise.
Oh, it was a doozy, leading Jackson Center to the 7-point win, 48-41. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back here to UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Several minutes ago, game ended. District championship won by Jackson Center. Final tally, 48-41. We're joined by first-year head coach Aaron Kloppenstein, who continues the path that was made by head coach Scott Elkert for many years, one district title after another. Aaron, your team really progressed, developed, matured, playing its best basketball now at the right time. Great job. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, playing the best basketball at the right time, that's every coach's dream in March. And credit to our guys. We have four seniors, and they've really bought in to the vision and the what we try to make important each and every day. So our seniors are our leaders, and that success is due to them. So,
hey, you lit the fire under Cooper Hartle, didn't you?
Lucas.
You lit the fire under Lucas. We need to introduce to our listeners your daughter, who is on your right shoulder right now.
She is. This is Ada, and she wants to touch that microphone, so we'll keep her hands away right now.
Hey, Lucas Hartle, just splendid. What did you do to really turn him on?
I mean, he came out comfortable and confident, and he's been on this floor before, and even when he's growing up, he's seen the Tigers play on this floor, so it makes sense that he comes out comfortable and confident, and that's who he is and who he needs to be for us.
You didn't turn the ball over very much. Lehman did. You forced them into mistakes. You got far more rebounds than Lehman. Hustle plays one after another by Jackson Center here tonight. Second chance points as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of our focal points coming in, that we wanted four guys crashing, one guy back, and our guys came out with some tenacity on the offensive glass, and it was huge getting us extra possessions there in the first half especially. I think we had 10 offensive rebounds at halftime.
Hey, how much a contributor to Jackson Center success this year has been Scott Elkert? I'm sure he's been around the team close by. He's maybe offered a little advice here and there. Just his presence is motivation enough.
Right. I mean, he definitely set the bar in our region for basketball, how it looks to be played. And, I mean, he's been a mentor of mine. I played for him in high school, and, you know, he's set the bar, and we just try to stay with that and keep putting out good teams.
Aaron Kloppenstein, first-year head coach, Jackson Center. Tigers victorious here tonight, 48-41 over Lehman Catholic. You're in great position. You can sit back, relax, watch, and scout game two. You play the winner, 8 o'clock next Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in the Sweet 16.
Amen. Yep, thank you to Scores Broadcast for covering. We appreciate you guys. So,
thank you so much.
Yep.
Aaron Kloppenstein, head coach of the victorious Jackson Center Tigers, who have defeated Lehman Catholic by a final score of 48-41 here tonight. Thanks so much to Aaron. We emailed earlier in the day, was hoping he would recall what we talked about. Boy, he was Johnny on the spot, came right over here to Media Row.
Just a terrific young man, a great coach, and a wonderful person to take over for Scott Elkert. It's like they're just not missing a beat.
Now, Chuck, I've been mistaken in referencing potential start time for Rushi Cincinnati College Prep. We're finishing this game. It's now 5:40 p.m. according to the clock on the wall. Next game is not supposed to start until 6. Now, it may not start till, who knows, 6:15. I'm sure they'll put at least 20 minutes on the clock for warm-ups.
Yep.
And it's right now 5:40. So if the second game starts at 6:15, given the fact that this first game started late, it did not begin on time at 4. It was at least 15, 20 minutes tardy in starting. Rushi may not kick off its game till 8:15 or 8:20. I stand corrected. We may not return to airtime until quarter of 8, 7:40, somewhere in
that area. You'll hear it. We'll be playing Van Halen. You'll know when we come back.
Rushi Cincinnati College Prep is our nightcap coverage tonight. Tip-off somewhere around 8:15, 8:20. Airtime 7:40, 7:45 or so. Enjoyed it. Earlier today, Fort Loramie excelled as the Redskins defeated Marion Local 44-22. The girls advance on, take on Convoy Crestview in a state semifinal here at the UD Arena next Thursday at 1. Convoy Crestview, we understand, beat Columbus Grove by 24. Fort Loramie beat Marion Local by 22. There are games tonight. The other two regions are decided this evening. They don't tip till 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tonight. Southeast Region, Girls Division 4. Northeast Region, Girls Division 4. Those games are tonight.
Well, for the most part, any team that comes from the Southeast could probably save the bus trip, but they can show up, but they don't usually fare well when they get to the state.
Well, Waterford was playing Berlin Highland.
Berlin, if they considered Berlin Highland in the Southeast when they're actually almost in Canton, then I'll give them a break. They're a good basketball team.
Yeah, Berlin Highland, about 45 minutes to an hour southwest of Canton, has always fed the East District. And the East District and the Southeast District combine, along with a representative from the central part of the state, to form that Southeast region. And Berlin Highland, they're parked at the northernmost rim of that region, but they are in the Southeast Region Finals, Girls Division 4, tonight against Waterford. And two teams are vying for the Northeast Regional Championship as well. And two regional titles have been decided, Convoy Crestview and Fort Loramie. And they collide next Thursday at 1. Keep in mind as well now, on Tuesday night, we've got action for you from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 5:30 tip. Should Rushi, the prohibitive favorite, defeat Cincinnati College Prep? We'll have the Raiders in action on Tuesday on the air about 10 to 5. The opponent, Lancaster Fisher Catholic, which defeated Blaine City Christian last night for a district championship over in Columbus in that central district. Lancaster Fisher Catholic would play Rushi should Rushi win later on this evening. That's the first game of two at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday. Tip off at 5:30. The next tip is not until 8, and that would pit Jackson Center against the winner of the second game here tonight at UD between Troy Christian and Miami Valley Christian. I hope your listeners made copious notes and got all of that written down or stored it away in your memory bank.
Yep. Or just look on the website, because we'll have it all there on Monday for you.
Yep, sure will. Probably have it there as early as tomorrow morning. One more broadcast upcoming tonight, back on the air, somewhere around a quarter of 8 for airtime. 8:15, 8:20 in that vicinity for tip. Rushi against Cincinnati College Prep once again. Congratulations to the Jackson Center Tigers, who have downed the Layman Catholic Cavaliers 48-41 to take a district title, Boys Division 4. Thanks to our online listeners, Jack Kramer saying so long for a while, along with Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Tigers defeat Layman Catholic by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online Spend today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCal equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.